Alrighty, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. On that set, we started out with the Rebel Bastards doing Reckless off their MySpace site, and Friday night they're going to be playing at the New Way Bar in Ferndale. After that, we heard Millions of Brazilians doing Anita. Again, that's off their MySpace site. And Saturday night, they're going to be part of the Belmont Comedy Night. It's going to be three bands, and in between each band, they're going to have stand-up comics. So come, don't bring your tomatoes. Just come on down if you want a good laugh and enjoy some great music from bands like Millions of Brazilians. I'm going to have to ask them why they call that Anita. That's pretty... It sounds like they don't like Anita too much.
All right.
I don't know. Well, we had a little delay. Our sound engineer was tied up a little late getting here today, so we're running a little behind on the live drive, but we'll be up in a matter of minutes. In the meantime, we've got Marco Polo and the new vaccines queued up with something called Brain Scope, and if we still have time, we might get into the amino acids. Marco Polo's playing the Trumbleplex on Friday night, and then he'll be part of the May Day event at the Bowhouse on Saturday. The Amino Acids are playing at the Comet Bar. Haven't been there in a while. Comet Bar is on Henry Street. That's 126 Henry Street in Detroit, along with Zero Defects. But let's get started with the music, because we're running out of time. So here is Marco Polo.
Go!
You're listening to WHFR, the station making waves. This is should be the live drive, but we're running a little behind. In that last set, we heard Marco Polio and the New Vaccines doing Brainscope. They're going to be playing Friday night at the Trumbullplex, and on Saturday, they're going to be part of the big May Day event at the Bow House. And after them, we heard a quick little number from the Amino Acids doing the Slag Removal Machines, and they are going to be playing Friday night at Comet Bar. Well, I'm going to put on this song. I don't know if we'll finish it, but it's Mick Bassett saying, "I Gave You the City." He's playing Saturday night at PJ's Logger House. And then on the 8th, he's going to be playing out at the Crowfoot with Satin Peaches. So you can check out Mick Bassett and the Marthas this Saturday night at PJ's Logger House. He's doing a song called "I Gave You the City." And today we pretty much gave you the rundown of what's happening in the city this weekend. So here's Mick Bassett. Check him out at the Logger House Saturday night. And tune in. Stay tuned because we have the live drive coming up real soon.
Watch out where you're pointing those hands when you're talking to me, when you run me around. But it's all that you know, upside right, I ain't me. I know how you want me to play.
Listening to WHFR, the station making waves. That was Mick Bassett and the Marthas doing Give You the City, and Saturday night they are playing at PJ's Logger House. And then on the 8th, they're going to be at the Crowfoot with Satin Peaches. We're almost ready to go, but I'm going to try to squeeze in a little bit of... Okay, they are ready. I'll tell you about the rest of these shows then. The Ultraviolet Hippos are going to be playing at the Belmont. They're actually out of Grand Rapids. Oh, maybe I got a time for them. They're playing Saturday night at Caju Cafe, the only Feather Bowl bar in the country. Here's Ultraviolet Hippos doing North Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to turn the Ultraviolet Hippos down. They're kind of a bluesy jam band playing at the Keju Cafe Saturday night because we have the band Dewinde in the studio, and we are going to go live to them right now. Take it away, Mr. White.
All right. Hey, we have the Motor Live Drive at 5 rocking today with Dewinde. Are you there, guys?
Aye, aye, aye.
Well, you can hear them. They're ready to rock. Are you guys ready to roll?
I can't hear them.
Well.
There's a spell, I thought.
And we have Duende here in the Live Drive at 5 studios. Yes. Oh, can you hear? Alan. Alan, they can't hear us. Okay. Can you hear us now?
Oh, we got it. We got
okay,
it right
good
here.
Enough.
The pigeon has flown in the wind with the message.
All right, we have Duende here in the Live Drive at 5 studios. They've double-tracked us here with their first song was Walkin' and Sidetracked. And, in fact, would you guys like to introduce the band?
Yeah, yeah. Over there back on the drums, we have Laura the Boom. Willem on bass guitar and cello and throat singing and theremin at times. We have Jason Bludgy Warden, and Bludgy is for his shining personality. And then we have Jelly Roll Joel McCune, a expatriate cosmopolitan of the land, and I'm Chatterbox. I get the most fruit and things thrown at me on stage. My name's Jeffrey Howitt, or if you knew me out west, I was the Hobo O'Diddly Manti Scott Howitt.
Ah.
Yeah, or Odai Capno Bantai if you work the Renaissance Festival.
It's a mouthful. No pun intended.
All right. Well, tell me, you've got a big show coming up this weekend.
Yeah, May 1st and 2nd, we're going to be at 3009 Tillman, the historical building, the National Bohemian Home. Our buddy John Sinclair asked us to collaborate with him with Locognosis and the Detroit Artist Workshop and put together a generation-spanning event that touches on poetry, jazz, just the cultural effects of, you know, last 40, 50 years in Detroit, and plus all the new crew that we grow up with, the myths, and when we get to, you know, do shows and do events with folks like that, it makes you feel like you're, you know, it's not a myth, it's living history, or, you know.
So it really
pretty
is.
Cool, pretty cool. But 3009 Tillman in Detroit.
Right near Hamtown?
No, Quarktown Tavern.
Meat City. Yeah, that's what it is. Meat City.
Meat City, baby.
Look for Meat City. Yes. You're there.
Yes. Some people say turn left at Meat City, but we know you have to turn right.
Unless you're coming east.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, we'll get more about that show in a minute, but can we get more music?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what the heck.
What are you going to do next?
It's a song called Off Course. And it actually was written for Brandon Woyard in Ypsilanti, and it was written for his Ipsy songs. But
not my part.
But he has been so busy.
Well, Joel, not my part for him at all.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyways, the intent for the song was for that, and the Comp 2 has not come out yet, so we just went ahead and recorded the song.
Okay.
Off course.
Duende. Now, can you tell us anything about your name?
Well, for the most part, I guess depends on where you are. You know, I found out later that it means goblin or elf or fairy, the little people in Latin America. But for us, it was a musical term when form falls away. And as Joel said, you're just kind of possessed with the song, and it's like a lightning rod, you know. So for us, it's kind of nice because it's not so pious that it's trying to be the purest thing, but it's not so dirty and evil. It's kind of like the in-between perspective, kind of keeping your eyes on both parties. I think both of them can do pretty bad, actually. Yeah.
But really, it's a name that really kind of describes your music as well.
Oh, no, thanks. I mean, we just kind of pull from anywhere. Of course, we're Americans, and so, you know, we love rock and roll. So there's like an initial core, but we really pull from anywhere. You know, so sometimes, I mean, Western style or Americana or whatever. But, we're really kind of pulling from anything. Whatever sounds good, you know. So
all
thanks.
Right. Well, that's really what it's all about. And can you make it sound good again?
Nah.
Oh, yeah, so much pressure.
Well, we're going to play a rocker, so sit down and put on your seatbelt.
Duende. Hey.
Yeah, see, I thought we were living up to our name when I said put on the seatbelt. It was like a rocket taking off, right? I
mean, it's a slow liftoff.
Well, it's like playing with, you know, groove and silence and space. And
sometimes you got to pump the gas a few times on those rockets.
Actually, we got two calls during that call, while you were playing, and one said you sounded awesome, and the other one said, "What is this?"
I'll take it.
By the way, Jelly Roll Joel. All right, you mentioned that he sometimes plays theremin.
Jeffrey does.
Yeah, I play theremin, but Jason Warden is also a master of discord and sonic things. Oh. So we're probably one of the few like rock and roll bands that have like two theremins in the band. We're total dorks about that kind of stuff.
There must be a real resurgence because we had our WHFR benefit at the Lagerhaus last weekend, and we had two theremins there and did a theremin challenge.
Oh man!
And it was awesome.
I need to know about that. No, it is. You know, I think Octopus uses one. Of course, the amino acids, and yeah, we definitely don't have the, you know, we probably just have more theremin players in our band than them, so we'll take that title.
Well, you guys sound really good, and the record label that you're on is local, is it Ganache?
It's Baba.
When we're hungry.
Yes, when we're hungry, we definitely nosh on. No, it's a Loco Gnosis, or a Crazy Wisdom, kind of a Greek-Spanish kind of thing. It's a Buddhist precept, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche in Colorado, part of the Naropa Institute. He also knows Gallic Rinpoche and Jewel Heart around here. But it's kind of like a drunken master, very zen, just really out there kind of form of artistic Buddhism. Though I don't profess to be a Buddhist, but it's something that really influences me. So we kind of use it as our banner. It gives us, you know, some free leeway.
Okay, and you had your first CD on that.
Yeah. We actually, it's a collective almost more than a label, and we definitely put out probably about, you know, half dozen functioning bands, Wildcatting, Oscillating Fan Club, you know, Duende, Red China, Pink Eye is the big one. You know, right now that's been getting a lot of attention, so we're trying to keep up with what Pink Eye needs to do, and we're just more like people book us thinking we're a band, and we're really like the Springfield Mob, and we come running in and have a little bit of fun. But yeah, you know, it's a collective, and we're putting out this next full length one. It's going to be also on vinyl, MP3 download, and CD, and it's already done. We're just finishing up the artwork right now. So,
all right, you're looking for like a July release?
Yep. We are, and then we have a tour to follow. We're going to start at the Woodward Avenue Brewers in Ferndale, and then we play Otto Shrunken Head Manhattan the next night, and then we mess around there, and we end up in Nashville on the weekend, and then we come back for the Chopper Show at the State Fairgrounds on August 9th. Ah. So we're looking forward to that, you know. The last time we played a biker bar, the cops had to come, and they spilled everyone out of the bar because there was a huge fight. So we always bring the good time. Music to fight to.
You didn't hurt him, did you?
Oh, no. We need to stay on stage. That's why we all wear boots, and Joel wears pointed shoes, so we can just, you know, take care of business.
Okay. Well, why don't you take care of some business right here? What's it going to be next?
This next song is a new one called Because the Thorn, and I'm going to give it a little intro with a nod back to some of our influences. So, when I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Come up with just for the look. Those are cheating good enough. No brother, that's a rub.
Besides your show at the Bohemian this weekend, that's two nights, Friday and mm-hmm. Saturday night.
And we play Saturday at 11:30 for any interested sojourners to the 3009 Tillman.
Okay, and you've got some other shows coming up May 11th. You're in the Pike Room?
Yep, we're in the Pike Room. We had the chance to, through playing with them, kind of befriend the Sadies, or have them kind of look after us a little bit. So they're coming back to town with John Doe from X, and we're playing a show with them, and we're really looking forward to it because they did kind of a psych country rock album, and they're really good guys. We had a lot of fun hanging out with them, and I can't imagine John Doe being any different, so we're pretty excited. So coming out to that one, too, we'll be playing early, about 9. If anyone is interested in the listening area, we'll have some advanced tickets that will be sans the service charge, for all the big wig lunches and stuff. So if anyone wants to go, just get a hold of us on MySpace or call into the station or anything like that. And just as far as the Bow House, we have a pair of tickets. If somebody wants it in the half hour that we're here, have them call in. If someone needs, a pair, come on down as our guests. All right.
All right. That's 845-9676 or toll free. That's 800-585-4322. Extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get right into the studio, and we'll let this band go so you can call in right now.
Call me.
You know my name. All right. What do you got up?
It's a song called Red Lodge, and it's about the this one truly is a rocker, but I would suggest sitting down and having tea with it, though.
All right.
Oh, what a way I'm here.
right, Duende. And I want to encourage people, you can call up right here, 845-9676, or toll free, that's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. And get a free, is that a pair of tickets?
Yep, it is a pair of tickets.
For both days?
No,
for one day.
Well, you know, actually, let's do one for Friday and one for Saturday.
Okay.
And, you know, because we're, you know, kind of going back and forth, and your name will be at will call, and you'll just have to carry water and do a little cooking, and that's it.
Okay.
And there's going to be, I hear, about 30 bands there, including the Pink Eye Orchestra. Carjack?
Yep.
Man, he is insane.
Yeah, Lo-Fi Bri, actually, we all grew up really close to him, so it's been interesting to see him emerge as the Carjack Army. And, of course, he has his the Electric Fire Babies, too. That's urban noise funk machine. But, yeah, Carjack has a pretty big night plan. They're going to do a mix set with Oscillating Fan Club, and Pink Eye Orchestra is going to blend with Marco Polio and the New Vaccines.
Whoa.
And there's going to be Jura and Indian Guides and Friendly Foes, and I said, I mean, really, it's just almost too difficult even to name because there's just so many folks. We really tried to cover the bases.
Yeah, because you know? You've even got like a blues band, the Mantons, playing, I believe, on Saturday night. And there's going to be two stages, one on the second floor, which is the big hall, and then downstairs in the library.
Well, we're going to have the ballroom set up, you know, and that's going to have, you know, various, you know, not necessarily headlining acts, but definitely acts that are appropriate to that size room. And then downstairs in the library, we are going to have two stages that will be firing as one band ends, the next one will start. And so that's three. And then in the front where you walk in, because everyone will go outside for a breath of fresh air or go to the barbecue. And then we're also going to have a few bands in the gallery. And we'll have different hangings from local artists, Rob Vresh, Oscillating Fan Club, my buddy Glenn Allen, that I met out in Phoenix. And he actually lives in Plymouth now. Funny who you meet from your home state when you're out of town. You know, but yeah, all kinds of folks. And of course, you know, the elders and the, you know, godfathers and mothers, Lenny Sinclair and Gary Grimshaw and Carl Lundgren and everybody. So pretty exciting for us.
It
big,
is.
Big
it's going to be an amazing weekend, May Day weekend at the
Bogart. May Days. All right.
All right. Well, we got a little more time. Can we pack in a couple more songs?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, let's. Should we do Vihayo?
Yeah. You got 9 minutes to go.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Let's do that. This one's called Vihayo, and it's about. The lyrical content touches on the Hopi prophecies of the end times and the new age. So, on a happy note like that.
Song, fucking with the song, you turn this window.
All right, Duende. And I want to remind everybody, if you've missed any of this performance, you can catch it on the podcast at www.whfr.fm. Just hit the big Motor Live Drive F5 podcast button, and it'll be posted at 6 o'clock.
I want to congratulate Rick, who wants to be on the guest list for Saturday night.
Oh, very cool, Rick. And, good.
And Rick. That's happening Friday and Saturday night down at the Boathouse.
We fooled one.
No, that's cool. Yeah, Rick, just please leave your last name, and we'll see you at the door, buddy.
Okay, we've got you.
We got it covered.
Okay, you've got about 4 minutes left.
Well, you know, we have a perfect little jam-a-lama for that. It's something for... dedicated to R.L. Burnside, and also we're going to dedicate it to our buddies Dale Beavers and Tino Gross.
Okay.
time for the bass.